דף קוף מם א' עמד א' למשנה. הקש שעל גבי המיטה לא יננהו ביודוי אלא מננהו בגופוי. רשי says הקש שעל המיטה וסתומו להסוקת. קש is stomo imed to be used for fuel. ומוקצוהו. That's what it was al gabi hamite. The Piskei Arit says this is not speaking about a mite that is oimed lishkei v'olov. Because if that would be the case, so by putting it down on this mite, so that makes it minamuchen. He's putting it down to layam. Ela mito hasuya leishevo. Speaking about a mite that is used to sit on. And it seems if you sit on the mita, you don't need kash. So kaponim, the kash was put down to store it. It shouldn't get wet from the floor, so they stuck it on this mita. So now let's continue Rashi. Ubo lishkavolov. Now he wants to go and lie on it. Umenanoi. Now he wants to be menaneya, to push it around. Kedei sheyetav v'rach lishko. It should be soft. Like this Rashi explains on Daf Nun, it was very bumpy, this kash. So Memele, he wants to make it now, Rashi Daf Nun says, v'hutzach l'nanoi u'l'shoitchoi l'shchive, to spread it out, shalo yeitzovu v'koshe. Like this it was stuck down, the purpose for the kash was that it should be used for fuel, so it's just stuck down bumpy on this mita. Now that he wants to lie in it, so he wants to spread it out. So the Mishnah says, Loy naneyu biyodoy. The muktzahu. It is muktzah. Avo menaneya begufoy bikseifo. So he can smooth it out and spread it out with his shoulders. Vitilto minatatu, the loy shmei tilto. This is not called a tiltul behedye. Tiltul behedye is biyodoy. This is a tiltul minatat. We'll get a little clearer in the Gemara about this nekuda. Zok the Mishnah Vaita, vim ho yo machol behemet. If this kash was oimed to be eaten by behemet, oy shoho yo olof kar oy sadin minanoi biyodoy. So then it is ois mukta, so then he's permitted to spread it out with his hand. Let us see Rashi. Oisha hoya olof kar oisadin. If there was spread out a sheet on this kash, the goli daite, the aktsiye lishchive, was megale das, that he was makted lishchive, me'ato teires keili olof. Now this is an innocent looking Rashi, but Nemesin, this is a very shvere Rashi. This is a b'chin of Yosef Das, Yosef Machet. There's a Gemara and Daf Nun Amid Aleph. Let us just see for 1 minute the Gemara and Daf Nun, and then we'll see the shverekeit in Rashi. The Gemara says, and Daf Nun Amid Aleph, there's a three-way machloikis. If you have something that theoretically is muktzeh, how do you make it ois muktzeh? You had wood. Now wood is usually used for fuel. It could be used to sit on. So the Gemara says as follows. Itma, Rav Omar Kosher, if he wants to use this wood is in Shabbos, he wants to use it to sit on, so Kosher, so Erev Shabbos, he should tie the bundles together. So it should be convenient to sit on. So yes, so Rav holds you have to do a Maisa Erev Shabbos that is miyached the wood for yeshiva. Ushmuel Omar Choyshe. Shmuel says you don't have to do a Maisa, but Al Kaponim, you have to think that you're going to sit on it Shabbos. And by thinking you're going to sit on it Shabbos, that makes it minamuchon. Ve'Rav Asi Omar, and Rav Asi held, Yoishev af al pi sheloi kishe, va af al pi sheloi kishe. Yoshev Yoshav, Rashi says, Yoshev Aleimi Boid Yoy. So Rav Asi is the greatest Mekel. That means he grabbed, sat on it, he used this wood, Erev Shabbos, on the Wednesday, to sit on it. He used it then to sit on it. He did not have any kavonis miyuchodis that he's going to sit on it Shabbos. But Al Kaponim, he once sat on it. So this is sufficient. So we have a three-way machloikis, how one makes wood, ois mukta. Rav says you have to do a maite. Shmuel says you have to be mechashev to use it for Shabbos. And Rav Asi says if he once sat on it in the middle of the week, that is also sufficient. Now the Gemara brings a raya to Rav Asi. Omar Rav Asi, apana nami tanine. Hakash shal gabe hamite lo yenanei biyodoi avol menanei begufa avol mhoya machol behemo shoy olav kari sade mi boidyoim menanei biyodoi. Zogt Rashi, what is the raya to Rav Asi, to Rav Asi? So Rashi says, afana nami tenine ke Rav Asi, kash stome le tine koi lulveinim oi la asoke muktsu. If you had this kash ala mita v'loy lishkavolo, and he had no, it was put on the mita not with any intention to lie on it. It was used to store it. It's going to be used for fuel. Bo b'shabes lishkavolo butzach l'nan lo yilishaytri lishchivish lo yeitzov v'koshe lo yinani b'yodish osu l'talta v'nani b'gufi kalacha yat. But what is oishahoya olav karei sadin sheshochav olav miba'oid yoim? That means erev Shabbos he had lied hoya olav karei sadin, not in Shabbos. Erev Shabbos he put on the karei sadin sheshochav olav miba'oid yoim vavol pishalo yichtoi lekach. He wasn't miyachedit for laying v'loi chishav olav dahainu kiravasi. So Rashi learns Pshat in the Mishnah, that's the Raya of the Gemara, that Hoya Olav means not in Shabbos, that means it was Erev Shabbos, he had light on it. And here Rashi says, the Goli Daite, Shehoya Olav Kari Sadin, the Goli Daite, the Pesach Yerid learns Pshat in Rashi that it's on it Shabbos, the Goli Daite, the Aktsiye L'Shchive, Me'ata Teres Keli Olav. So that from this Rashi it would seem that this is a maise that was done, the aktsiye l'shchive. He was makta this l'shchive. So the Pesach Yerid asks the stira of these two Rashi. This Rashi weistois, that's why it's even more than chishay. The aktsiye l'shchive, miyata teres keli olo. Right. Michbosh shel balei batim matirin avol loy koivshin. Michbosh shal balabatim zektrashi, michbosh rishe, a press. Shnei levochim aruchim ukveidim. You have two long, heavy boards. V'saydrin begodim ala tachtoin, and you mesad the begodim on the bottom board. U'mayridin ha'elyen ala, and you mayrid the top board over it. V'koivshin es ha'begodim, and you press the begodim ha'yidei yisaydus. Two yesedas, two pegs. So how do you do this? Sheyesh amudim kivuyim. There are poles, kivuyim, which are kavua to the bottom board. Minu kavim. And these poles have holes in them. That means every inch or so, you've drilled in a hole to the pole. So, ba'arba ha'peyi shel ha'tachtoin. Well, yoinais min the kaveis ba'ar bezaviyisel. Well, yoinim min the kaveis ba'ar bezaviyisel. Now, the top heavy board has holes that correspond to the amudim. Va'oile v'yiredes ba'amudim, and it slides up and down on these amudim. Uchefi mashu roitze lichboich. How much he wants to press? Ma'irido, so he lets down the top heavy board. And then, when he pushes it down, v'toichiv yesed v'nekev omot, now he sticks in a peg into the nekev, which is in the omot, so this peg ensures that the bottom board will not pop up. And Mamela, so that's how you press the clothes. Ve'eino yechayla lalos. So this is matirin as a mirbosh. One is permitted to be matter the mirbosh. How do you do this? Shenoytel es hayeset. You take out the peg. Ve'hunita. So now it's the top board gets loose and you can go and take out the clothing. Da'hainu tzeirich Shabbat. This is a tzeirich Shabbat. Shenoytel es hakelim. So as we said yesterday, even after Shems Noifim, we will assume it's a klisha malachte leisa, about tzeirich mekayim, it's in my way, I want to take out the begodim. It's a tzeirich Shabbos, so there's no shayla whatsoever. Aval, the Mishnah says vayta, loy kaifshim. One is not permitted to press clothing on Shabbos, tahainu tzeirich chayl. Because this is a tzeirich chayl. Now, when I saw this Rashi, I have L'chayra Amira Dikikasha. Rashi says that the whole reason one is not permitted to be Kaivish with this press is because it's a Tzairach Chayl. And what if I want to be Kaivish L'Tzairach Shabbos? I want to wear Hastis Azoi, it's Friday night, I want to put on the Shabbos by day, it will be, the look nice, so it will be permissible. We learned before in Daf Kuf Yud Gimel by Kippel Kalim, Kippel Begodim. So it is brought down, and this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch also, that a person, there's a whole bunch of tnoim which Kalim one is permitted to be Mekapu, but for one of the lochas is Kaiplim Bi Echad V'loi Bishnayim. One person is permitted to fold up his clothing because it doesn't, not considered a tikkun money, because one doesn't make it so perfect, it doesn't take out the creases. Abu shnayim, two people, they'll fold up a talis, or it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. If you're one person, he does it on a bench, he lays the talis on the bench, so that's called a choshev oifen of kippel, so you are not permitted to be mekapel as tikkun money. So you're not allowed to do it, I feel a little tzairich Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it. And here Rashi says, Avaloi kaibshim dahainu tzayre chayl, al tzayre, what's that mean? Tzayre chayl, a tzayre Shabbos, it should also be yos. Baruch Hashem, I found the Svat Emes asks the Kashe. In the Svat Emes, says as follows, that 100%, if you want to go and put a beged in this press, and he wants to be kaibishit, lekovit Shabbos, and tzayre osa, al tikkun moneh, not al tzeirachel. Now Rashi learned pshat, the loikovshim is going on the begodim hanishorim b'michbosh. That means the Mishnah said, michbosh abalibatim, matirin, aval loikovshim. So we are speaking about a press, so matirin, you're allowed to open it up and take out the cloth. So what'll be if let's say you had three pairs of pants in this mikvah. In Shabbos by morning, he takes out one pair of pants. Matirin, you're allowed to do that, that's a tzeirich Shabbos. Avo loy koivshin. So the Satsema says that Rashi learned shad loy koivshin means you're not allowed to put it back down again. On the other two pairs of pants, so the Satsema says, als the Issa of kippel begodim, he holds there's no issa. Even the mikaydim, how you misakonim kach ba'idam menachne? They were there already from before. Tachas hamichbosh. So memele, there would not be a new issa of tikkun begodim. So Rashi says this is also letzayrechel. So this is dafke by a mikbosh shel balei batim. It shall kaivsim, but if you have a professional press. So then one is not permitted to touch it. Zogt Rashi, v'shal koivsim lo yigaboy, v'bnei shu osui l'saken habgodim. This is made l'saken habgodim. V'toich voi b'chazoke u'mehedik. This is pushed down very hard. In order to get the peg out of the hole, it's a whole undertaking. So memela here, it's doime l'stira. So memela, so therefore, this is osa, it's osa afilu to be matter. There's a very beautiful diuk of the Chodesh HaOviv. Chodesh HaOviv is medayik, Mirbo shel balei batim matirin aloshin rabim, v'shel koivsim lo yigaboy aloshin yochid. So he says as follows, Mirbo shel balei batim, afilu the peg was stuck in so hard that you need two people to take it out, is also matirin, because folk that they want guys that's nirikisoysa. And a mirbo shel koivsim, even though one person can take it out, lo yigaboy. That was the gzeiris chazal, because since normally it's so tightly mahudik, is memele, so it's daimelistir. Rabbi Yehuda imem hoya muta miyarev Shabbos matir as kuloi v'shoimtoi. So Rabbi Yehuda, if it was loosened up a little bit, Erev Shabbos, so now it is not as tight as it is normally, as normal a mirbo shel koivsim is. So I would think now it is equivalent to a mirbo shel balabatim. So Rabbi Yehuda tackled it is that way. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, Imoyim mutam Erev Shabbos b'miktzos, is matir as kula, it can be matir legamri, if it's a little loosened up already. So it gets the din of Mikva Shabalabatim and the Tanakam disagrees. Zok the Gemara. Omar Rav Nachman. Hai Pugle. Rav Nachman told us a halacha about a radish. Milamailo Limato. If the radish, it was stuck into the ground, and it is Milamailo Limato, that means it is put in a radish, looks more or less like a triangle with the base on the top and the point on the bottom. So milamailo lamato, if it was put into the ground this way, and now he wants to lift it out of the ground in Shabbos, so mamela there's no tiltul muktza whatsoever. Shari milamato lamailo, but if the top of the radish, the base is the top of the radish, the base is on the bottom, and the point of the radish is on the top, milamato lamailo, now he wants to pull it out of the ground also. Why is this also? Because when he pulls it up, he'll be metalto the offer. So it's tiltul muktza. Let us see Rashi. Hai puglots, nine, shetoimnin bekalkel is kai. It is usually put into karke, they covered it in the karke, in order to preserve it. Kshebola chaltsoi, when he wants to go and take it out. Milamailo lamato shori, moyo roishoi milamailo. If the roish of the radish, the base of the triangle is lamailo, v'uktsome lamato, the point is lamato, v'chiltsome roishoi ha'ovo trilo, by pulling it out. So first, the thick part comes out. So it's muta to do this in Shabbos. Lefi shahagume, because the hole that was already made through this radish, rechava milamato, so it's wide on top. Ve'ein mezizin akalke kshu shaimto, he doesn't move any kalke when he shaimit the radish. And he pulls out the radish. Avolim chilzo milamato lamailo. Shetachtoina nosum lemailom. Veroisho yoine shuav nosum lemato. The bottom is on top. The top is on the bottom. Uhu shaim tomi soif oloroisho. He pulls it up from the tip. Also, lefisha gumok tzora milomailom. The way the radish was now, so since the hole was skinny on the top, so now when he'll pull up the radish, and the thickness of the radish has to, will break through the offal that's over it. So mazes offal, she's moving the offal metal to it. The afal gav the tilt, minatzadu, ay lachir, it is an indirect tilt. He's being metaltal the radish. Val yedei tiltal her radish. These mazes offer. Shmei tiltal v'yos. This also is Hashem tiltal. This is also. This is the memra of Rav Nachman.
ולמטה למיילוס, אמר עבד ברב, אמרי ברב, תנינה דלוי כרב נחמן. So a raya from our Mishnah, not like Rav Nachman. What is the raya from our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says, Hakash al gabi amita lo yinaneu biyodai, avu menaneu begufoi, he's allowed to be metalpal the kash begufoi, vimo yamachu baim oishoyil of kari sadi menaneu biyodai, shmamino, tiltu minatzad, lo yishmei tiltu, shmamino. Before we explain the Raya of the Gemara, I had a shtikala or in Baruch Hashem I found in Chodesh Aviv that asks the Kasha. The Gemara brought a Raya from the Mishnah. The Raya from the Mishnah is, the Mishnah says when he's lying on the Kash, he's permitted to be Menaneya Begufay. So it's a Raya that's called Tiltum in Atzad, the Raya Tiltum in Atzad, Loish Mei Tiltum. So why when the Gemara brought the Raya from the Mishnah, why did they have to bring the Seif of the Mishnah? The Kash is your way. Yes, you don't have to bring the whole Mishnah, bring this line. The Kash is from this line. Why do you have to bring, if it was Machal Behemah, Shal Kari Sadim, Menani Biyodai? So the Chodesh Aviv says that I would think that really it is not mukta. And that what he's not permitted to be mananeya biyodai, that psalts uvda dechil. That's how I would learn pshat. That's the whole issa. I wouldn't know bechlal that it is mukta. So therefore the Gemara brings the Sefer. And the Sefer says, in the Sefer it says that the Yemutah to be metaltal biyodai, if it's a machul behem oyal of karaksas. So you see that the whole Isser is al smuktsatake. Not, I would think it's not muktsa. I would think the whole Isser biyodai is al suvda dechil. But since it says in the Sefer that im hoyal of karaksas is mutal and anay biyodai, you see it's not a nuvda dechil. You're allowed to do it. So the whole Isser of the Reish is al smukta. So from the Seif I see the Tam of the Reish, that the reason it is Osir is al smukta. So if it's Osir al smukta, b'aval pikim and aneya begufoy, so memele. So that's the Kasha and Rav Nachman. Zot Rashi. Tanine doloi ke Rav Nachman. Di ilu mi mas nisen shaminen doloi shmei tilpo. Diktoni min aneya begufoy. From the Mishnah we see Loish Mei Tiltul. To understand a little better the Gemara's Kasha and what really Tutzach Do would be Kedai to look into the Rosh Perek Gimel, that's page 334 Balaz. And just to see a small shtickel in the Rosh. The Rosh is Ois Yutes. This is the Rosh. Ois Yutes, page 334. Yes. Yeah. Let us see the second line and the second column of the Rosh on 334. Hilkach Nira. Yes, let's go into the Kasha of the Rosh. But the Kasha, but just the kids of the Kasha of the Rosh is as follows. Here we paskin tiltul minatzad loish mei tiltul. So that means a person is permitted to pick up a radish, even while he's doing this, he's being mazes the offer, loish mei tiltul. He's picking up the radish. The Gemara in Peirik Kire said that if a person has a mace alamita and he wants to move the mace, he's not allowed to be metaltal the mace from 1 meter to the other meter. Al tiltul minatzad shmei tiltul. So there we hold tiltul minatzad shmei tiltul, and here we hold tiltul minatzad loy shmei tiltul. And in both cases, l'chayre, he's not touching the mukseis. He's being metaltal the mace, and he's being metaltal the meat, and the mace slides off. Hilkach nire. So the Rosh says as follows. The loidami tiltul d'ahoche l'shar tiltul. The tiltul d'ahoche haba l'tzairach hameish sh'osa l'taltulay. The whole purpose why you are being betaltul, the mace, from one meter to the other meter, because I want the mace to move. No, I can't touch the mace. So I'm being metaltul the meter in order that the mace should slide off the meter. So the sh'osa l'taltulay. Not because I want that the meter to be empty. I mean, metaltul letzoyrech hameis. Halachish metal. Avul kol hani. One of the cases is by our radish also. Iketzoyrech atiltul b'shil davar shel heta. Here, I mean, metaltul here, I want the radish. No, so what? No, the so I'm picking up the radish. I want it. It could be metaltul the radish. If I want to be metaltal the radish, so mele, even though I day the tilt of the radish, the amaze is off, oh, this is mutter. Now, fine. Now let's go a line after the ois pay of the kol in the sandal. The hiksha al zeh harabeinu yoyne, mohodes nan lekamam beperik toilin. So the Rosh took care of the two sugyis, that if one is metaltal letzayrich dover amukze, and you don't have the heter of tiltul min atzad. If you're metaltul shaloi letzayich dover amukze, you have a heter of tiltul min atzad. Ve'hikshal zeh harabeinu yoyne, mohodes na lekama beperik toilin, so Rabbeinu Yoyne asks from our Mishnah, hakash al alamit aloi inaneu biyod avum inaneu bigufoi, ve'daikum inay beirav de tiltul min atzad lo ishmei tiltul, v'hosum letzayich hakashu mukzu metaltul, frek the Rabbeinu Yoyne, v'stire from you, you tell me tiltul min atzad is only mutter, v'tzayich dover amutter. Here the whole purpose of rolling around on the kash is in order to, for the tzayich dover amukzu, that should spread out, it should be soft. That's the Rabbeinu Yoyne's kash. The loy kash. So the Rosh says the loy kash. The hosam af tiltul ein ka. There is no tiltul either. Kemoi poga v'charoga pugle, shehu metaltul on biyodoi. He says, there by pugle is metaltul the radish biyodoi. V'agabon metaltul in dovaros, I metaltul the radish biyodoi. V'agavon metaltul in dovaros, avo bekash. Eine metaltel ele begufe kalacha yat. By kash is eine metaltel begufe kalacha yat. Hilka. Aval gav de le kash shu mukze hu tzorich, even though he's doing it for the kash. Medamele le tzotum in atzash le tzorich dover amutas. This is equivalent to tzotum in atzash le tzorich dover amutas. So we have to understand what is the Rosh's terrors. The Rosh says, that al kaponim we see so much from the Rosh that this is much better than tiltul min atzad. That tiltul min atzad that I'm a taltul biyodei the radish. So there is a real tiltul. And I got this tiltul, I mazes the yofo. There is a tanai that the resvi l'tzerch dover amuta. Ashenkin over here, since there's bechlana metaltul biyodai, so this is better. Filotzer davar mukta is better. So lechayre, if we say that this is better for some reason, so what's the kasha Rav Nachman? Where's the kasha from Rav Nachman? We say from a mission nit me Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman say you have a kasha on me. I'll ask you also a kasha that you hold the tzer davar mukta is awesome, and the mission says the shloim the tzer davar mukta is mutter. So Kocher, you have to say that this is a different type of a tiltul. So what's most of a mile? What did the Rosh? How did the Rosh for him for our Gemara? The dachsach mir pshat in the Rosh is as follows: that pshat in the Rosh is that when a person, let's say, is picking up a radish, so really the tiltul's in the radish. So the Rosh said a chiddush as follows: if I have in zinin, or let's say by a mace, if there's a mace ala mita, and I have in zinin to be metaltul the mace, I have in zinin to be metaltul the mace. So even though the tiltul al mace is indirect, but since I have kavanah to be metaltul the mace, so it's considered like ke'iloi tiltul ebedyo. So that is not considered tiltul min atzad. That means his intent
makes his actions lemaisa, I'm being metalto the meis al yedei amite. So his intent makes keilu is metalto the meis because it's not called I'm metalto the mite, and indirectly I'm metalto the meis because my whole kavon is for the tiltul meis. So there the kavon makes it that it's not tiltul minatzad. That's the accomplishment of the kavone. Masha ain't kain, if he doesn't have kavone for the maize, he doesn't have kavone for the earth. So there we say, so the tiltul tutzer in the radish, and the offer becomes mistaltul agav the radish. So that is considered tiltul minatzat. That means if there's no kavonif to be metaltal the yofa, so it's considered tiltal minatzat. Over here, when he's being metaltal the kash al yedei gufo, here it's ichet tiltal minatzat. Even if he's mechaven to do it al yedei gufo, but it's not a tiltal regila. Tiltal means biyodoi. This is an indirect tiltal because it is not being done al yedei yodoi. So here, even though there's a beferish kavona to be metalpal the muktzeh, but here the maise mitzad atzmai makes it tiltul minatzad, because it's not tiltul biyodoi. By a radish, it depends. If his kavona would be to pick up the dirt also, and he's picking it up with his hand, so that the kavona would make it a tiltul al ha'ofar also. But since the kavona is only for the radish, so Memeu, so that's a tiltul minatzat. So the Gemara was medama these two cases beautifully. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Yehuda, hani palpali. If a person has peppers, meidik chodo chodo bekate de sakine shori. He has a pepper. And he wants to go and chop it up. So he's permitted to chop it up with a handle of a sakin. But that's one at a time. Tarti osa. But if he does two peppers, then it's osa. Rova omar, even the mishani, since he's mishani, he's chopping it up with a handle of a knife. Afilu tuvanami, afilu, he does more than one at a time, it's also mutter. Zot Rashi, meidik dayik, he chops it, chode chode, lav toichinu elo kila achel yad. Now this Rashi I didn't understand. Now what does chode chode make it lav toichinu kila achel yad? If we're speaking about the shinui of kato de sakin, so he's not toichen with the handle of a socket. So that makes it kalachayat. But the chode chode, what does Rashi say? Lav toichenu elo kalachayat. The only way I could begin to understand the Rashi, I don't know if the Metzius is like this, but perhaps the Metzius is like this. That means if you have one palpal at a time, I was told the palpal was speaking about some of black pepper. It's like a round, small round bull. And you want to chop it up. So if there's a lot of bulls put together, you chop it up, so you could, you get help enough a derech. If you have one bull and you want to chop it up, it rolls away. It's very hard to chop it up. Because one bull at a time, and you'll give, it's a round thing, and it'll slip underneath. You'll give it a hit, so it'll slip underneath. So it could be that's what Rashi means, it's kila acher yad. It's not even doime to meleches toichen. Till you get a direct hit, is oichet after 10 shots. So lemaise, so could be that's what Rashi means, chode chode lav toichenu eluk lachayad. The komishani sheloi berechayim, and he holds, this alone is a shin, he's not doing it perechayim, v'sheloi bemeduche, that means that it is done hastis with a kata de sakine, so this is sufficient. Zok Tosfos, Hani palpali meidik chode. Perish Rabbeinu Chananu ubi vechein bishultes tarav achoi beparshes emre al kahanim meforish de biyontiv mairi. That this whole sugya of grinding up this pepper is speaking about in yontiv. Vikosha le Rebbe.
it's speaking about Yontif, so it should have said that, speaking about Yontif. We're learning Mesech to Shabbos. Everything is talking about in Yoni Shabbos. But wait, how could you say that speaking about Yontif, how could Rav Yehuda answer that you're only allowed to grind palpulim bekat de sakine chode chode? Ho afilu melach sherin berkam de bay bimodich shalates. A salt one is permitted to grind bimodich shalates. That means so there's a type of a mortar. That usually you grind salt bimodich shalates. Good. So here you allow, the shini is bimodich shalates, but it is a mortar. A pestle and a mortar that is used to grind. We'll see what the mile of the chesaron of salt is. Afilu b'melach. Elo nir l'rebi d'hoche b'shabbosai. We're speaking about Shabbos, not the way the Ben Chananel says. Ba'agav da'ayri b'tutla yedei shinui. Aye, how does it come in? We just learned that yesterday's amud that Taisa shlugs up Rashi because it doesn't come into the sugya. Ba'agav da'ayri b'tutla yedei shinui. I see. So memele meiselayoch. So also this is a dichal yedeshin. Bekuli shmeit enami meisim mili de Shabbos tuve afal gavle shaychei hochi kuli hay. So memele that's how it comes in. Avol biyontiv nira laride shari beloishim. So there's even a double machlokes. Number one, Taisus holds that in Shabbos this is muta. Not the Benech Lander holds that only in yontiv this is muta. And number two, in Yontif, the Shari Beloy Shinui Afilu B'Modach Shalevin Kishal Pavlin. In Yontif, if one wants to grind peppers, doesn't have to do with Chode. Chode doesn't do with Bekata de Sakine. He puts it into a normal mortar and pestle and he grinds it. Kishal Pavlin. It's not the Perikama de Beye as follows. Beisil Loimer Pavlin Nidoichin B'Modach Shalevin. Tavlin can be ground b'modich in a mortar shalevin, which is a normal mortar. V'hamelach b'modich shalait. This is already, it's not rogel. Modich shalait is a shtikl batlonish. This is a shtikl shini. V'amrine b'gmore dekul alme melach boi shini. If you want to grind melach in yontif, salt in yontif, need a shini. And tavlin, you don't need a shini. My time. What is the difference between melach and tavlin? Rav Hune v'Rav Chizde, Chadom kol agdei reis kulon tzriches melach. All tavshilin need salt. V'ein kol agdei reis tzriches tavlin. But not all tavshilin needs all different types of spices. So memele, so what is pshat? So pshat is as follows. So if yontif you don't have any salt, so there's a big kasha on Rav Yehuda. What were you doing erev Yontif? You know you're going to cook Yontif. You know you need salt, no? So why didn't you prepare the salt erev Yontif? There's a taina, a meiradike taina on him. So since Efshel asoisim erev Yontif, you can't make it in Yontif so kedarkoi. So you have to make it with a shinoi. You have to make it b'modeh shaleit. Masha enkein tavlin, all of a sudden, they decided to cook a certain meat that's good with paprika. But this had eingefallen in his mind in the middle of Yontif. He didn't know what the Erev Yontif, he knew what they're going to eat. There was 20 things on the menu. Now all of a sudden in Yontif had eingefallen that they're going to eat this and this tavshil, which this and this tavlin will be good for it. No, so he should know Erev Yontif. Was what them eingefallen after he said the Yitzchus, it's not davne, weiss mich ein Klo, the right macholim to eat nach yontif. So al kaponim, so he didn't know erev yontif what spices he's going to use. So memele, so it yev shela soisim erev yontif. So yev shela soisim erev yontif. So yontif, you're allowed to make it kedalka. That is one svare to be mechalik between tavlin and melach. So therefore, melach is with hashinah, tavlin is without hashinah. Another man, the Yomar, said a different differentiation between melach and tavlin. Kulon mefigin taimon. That all of them, if you'll make it erev yontif, so it's going to lose its tam. So memela won't be as tasty. So therefore, you have to make it in Yontif. You can't make it Erev Yontif. Umelach ein mefigon taimo, but by melach it doesn't lose the time. So b'meila, therefore, you could make it, you should have made it Erev Yontif. You didn't make it Erev Yontif, since it's Efshel, I'll say some Erev Yontif, you make it with a shina. May binayu, what is the difference between these two man diyomrim? So the Gemara says, Ike binayu diyoda may boy bishuli. He knows Erev Yontif, he already knew, they made up the menu Erev Yontif, they know what they're going to cook. So they knew they're going to need paprika, and they didn't prepare the paprika. So mele, so according to the first mandayoma, this paprika you'll make meducha shalait. You can make it meducha shaleven. Because it's evshala soisame erev yontif. According to the second mandayoma, it's mafik time. So it's the time. So you make it meducha shaleven. Inami meirika. What's meirika? Perish meirika, einem mefige taimen. It's a tavlan, einem mefige taimen. So, leman diyoma mishum of agastam, also. Leman diyoma mishum kolak deiris. They need melach, but they don't need meirika. Shari. So, memele, so we have the gemore in beye, mesechus beye, that gives us the guidelines for dichestav. So al kaponim we have, if we don't know what's cooking in yontif, and if it is mafik taimoi, so yizicha allowed to be doch b'meduche shaleven. Im kein zektaisis palpon doch in amishori. The enkel akdeira isricha is palpolin. All kdeiris don't need palpulin, so there's no tain on me why I didn't prepare the palpulin erev yontif. I knew I would make a machel that needs palpulin. Vinami laman viyoma mishim afo gestam palpulin shori. Vetzorch loy menami shim efigin taim. So it's also mafigin taim. Midolekome ike binayu palpulin. The most of the merik is not mafig taim, but palpulin is mafig taim. So Memela, so Taisva says, that Lemaise, Palpulin, one is permitted to grind in Yontif with Meduche Shaleven. You don't have to make any Shini whatsoever. Not like the Rabbeinu Chananu that says, our Gemara says, that you have to be Doch Palpulin with a Kafe Shal Sakit. Miyu Oima Rebbe, the Ein Zadigduk. You can't learn that Gemara so posh. You have to add something to the Gemara. You can't learn the Gemara without a grain of salt. Why? The kashel man the yoma the shari meirike. The man the yoma that holds meirike is permissible. Mishum the enkol kederes riches meirike. According to him, it's permissible. It's permissible because I did not need meirike. Im kein. Yehemuta lekaitzchay ulachaitchay minam mechuba. So that means we have a medik chiddush. Even though it's efshel laasoysoy me erev yontif, it's not mefik tam. But since I didn't know I'm going to use it, so what should I do? What should I do? I should open up a spice shop erev yontif. I don't know what spices I'll need. So memele. So even though it's not mafik tam, I'm permitted in Yontif to be doch. Im kein ye mutter le koitzoi. So why daf ke diche? It should be mutter to be koitzeret. U lo chaitche min amachuba. And it seems that ziche rosa. So what is the difference between diche and ktzire? Both of them are a dvorim which lo chayre is not considered. We have a cloud, Melisha ve'ilach is mutter in yontif. I mean, still lisha, unless you have certain etayim. So if for some reason, diche is mutter, because I didn't know I'll need it, so if diche will be mutter, so ktzire should also be mutter. And that's ziche vasa. Ela kocher tzorich laforish, so we have to say pshat in that gemara. And a filum moirike, yesh po ya fogastam. It is a fogastam. For like kishar tavlam, has a fogastam, but not kishar tavlam. So memele, lochi shori leman diyoma, ein kolak deyes. Even the economic tzas a fogastain. So memele, so Taisus is saying that according to the man diyoma, that if I didn't know I'm going to need it tomorrow, so I'm permitted to be doch Meirike. Why? Because there's Tartila Tevusa. Ktsas Afogestam. And also, I didn't know Bechla, I'm gonna need Meirike. Hashtosi Shap, the Likzer also. That means Ktsire is also, even though, because that I didn't know that I might need it is not a matter alone. You need a double het. I didn't know I'll need it, and if I would have done it, I would say it would be Ktsas Afogestam. Oh, but Ktsir, if you'd have cut it yesterday, there wouldn't be any Afogestam whatsoever if you'll grind it today. Maybe there is no afogastam. Maybe it's mamish like salt, so maybe taka there you have to make a bigger shini. To grind palpulin in a rechaim shaloi, shmaminode mefigin taime. Rabbon and Osri, mishum de berechaim shalahem, merzit fake you of the dechil. That way it is also. So al koponim, so palpulin is mefigin tam, so zicha should be mutter in the meduche shel evan. Not the way the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Shilta said, there is only muta bekata de sakina. Voi tanya behedya betesef to the beya bosa pluta besham besilu, palplum ketavlin. A palplum ketavlin, so the claw that was is muta be meduche shaleven, wadim palplum is muta be meduche shaleven. So mamela claw not like the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Shilta. So can you lari, the muta lichtesh palplum beyond the bevilla bevodach shaleven. Miu heiched the yoda my kdeira boy bishuli, but it's like palpulin. Of al kaponim, there are two. There's a machlokes why palpulin is mutam meduches shalevin. One reason is because he didn't know he'll need these spices tomorrow. So what'll be if he didn't know? Then it's also be mutam shalevin. The lo yedane keman hilchese, because we don't know who to paskalak. Like. We have a machlokes. We don't know how to paskin. Keman hilchas, it was dina lechumre. Leshayach lemeimi v'shal soifrim olach achar hamekel, hegedim hu kula bedover echot, chumre hu bedover achar. Olach achar hamekel is pshat, if you have a machlokes, b'divrei soifrim, a person who is a mekel. The other one is a machmer, so we paskin like the mekel. Here we don't have a mekel. That means, according to the man de Yomar, that Mike Deira boy bishule, there's a kulin sometimes and a chumra sometimes, and you've got the other one. It's also the same thing. So memela, we don't know. So we don't know how to paskin meal. So memela, if he didn't know what he's going to eat tomorrow, so memela, so then you're not allowed to use a modesh shaleven, because maybe the whole kula of tavlon is because he didn't know what he's going to eat tomorrow. Aber mil be modir shaleitz mimon of shashori afilu be meduche shal even ke'ein shalonu shekoirin multai. But you'll have a modir shaleitz. That means if the pestle will be made out of eitz, afilu be meduche shal even ke'ein shalonu shekoirin multai, aber kivin shal hamodir shaleitz, so this is a shinui. That means if there was any shinui whatsoever, you don't need a complete shinui. A mother shaleitz will be sufficient afilu in a meduche shaleven. V'shumin haniduchim b'yontif. What about to grind garlic in yontif? Nira l'ridishori. Afilu yoda maikteira boy b'shuli. Lefi shemefigin taimon yoysam midai. That'll become the taste of the garlic. If you'll grind it erev yontev, it'll lose most of its taste. V'shori midi dahavi ashoichet amavashel v'shori lekulei alme afilo yedei makdei reboi b'shuli. The nirahu ay lechayre. Ay, the Gemara says that by tavlin
if you knew what you're going to use to, in what you're going to need in Yom Tov, even though there is a Afogas Tam, you should have done it Erev Yom Tov. So Taisa says, the Nirahu, the Afogas Tam, that what we ask of Tablon, even though there's a Afogas Tam, Hainu Shetosh Koyach HaTablon. That the Koyach of the Tablon is a little weaker. Ve'einam Chadim Kolkach. It is not so sharp. So what do you do if you don't have so sharp tavlin? So instead of putting one teaspoonful, you put two teaspoonfuls. So you'll get the same taste, and you'll have to use a little bit more tavlin. This you can't be misakin. It loses the whole time. You'll put 20 teaspoonfuls. It won't help the situation. Midi da'av ha'sheichet vo'yifem mevashel. The gam ruach roshayr alayim im tochen dochem erev yom tov. B'chol, you can't be doch. Afilu b'modir shel even o'y shel barzel sholi. V'oydei nirishi b'chol tavlin, le'mikri tavlin al yelokis ken k'moyin avoshumene b'tzolim einem b'chol tavlin. Period. Zakti gemore weiter. Omar Rab Yehudev. Man de sochi b'maye, a person who swam, really the Chiddush Eran says he went to table himself in a teich. Lin gave nafshe bereishe v'hoda l'salik. So before he goes out of the Nor, so he'd walk out of the Nor drenched, and then he'll walk over to where he put his towel. So he shouldn't do that. While he's still standing in the water, lingayv nafshe bereisha, he should first dry himself, v'hoda l'salik, and then he should walk out. Dilme osi lasuye dalad ames pekamalis. The water that is on him could be there's a revius of yain, even though of mayim, even though it's shaloike derech haitzo, and even though it's in a kamalis, it is osi. So he has to dry himself first and then walk out. Frag the Gemara, you have to understand the Yochi, if you're so mitagdik, you're machmet, the medic of Chum races, that is shalike derech haitzo, a kalmelis, you're machmet, Yochi ki konochis nami kodochi, kodochi, koichei daladames vosa, so memelu when he goes into the Nor, so he also should have said, you should be machmer, that he should walk in benachas. That means we're talking about when you walk in, after Mazuk Tibbeth and Grace mentioned that the only way to go into a cold mikveh is you go in quickly. If you're going to start going in slowly, you'll never get down. Al kaponim, so you have to go in quickly. So Ageta Harain, the Nor was not heated up. I'm not speaking about that he only went in, it was a very hot day. He goes in. Ageta Tablin in. Shabbos. So he goes in, so he jumps in. He jumps in, he can push the water, Daladamas also. So you should say, no, you walk in slowly, be careful, you shouldn't push the water, Daladamas. Because you're metalto, Daladamas bekalmalis. So the Gemara says, no, that's no problem. Koichai bekalmalis legosto. I mean, that would push the water. He's not carrying water, he's pushing water. So that's called koichai. So koichai b'daladam is like gozel. But here we're speaking about if he'll come out of the Nor drenched. So this is called carrying. He's carrying water, even though it's shaloi kederachai. So here we are machma. In Shulchan Aruch, this is brought down l'aloche, but the Machaber says, avol ha'ilach b'rshus haram, u'motor soichef al roishay levusha, he's walking outside and he got caught in a thunderstorm, and he's drenched to be mizok belas. Loit pido boy, gate fighter, no problem. So lochayre the shaila is you have to be consistent that this person is coming out of the mikveh. You have to stand there for 15 minutes now, and then until he dries himself, and then the person is walking. He got drenched. It's mutter. So there's a machloikis. There's two reasons. The Mishnah Berurah brings down two reasons what the difference is. One difference is, it's called Mayim Muatim. Bineshvi, it seems that there's less water on him through a rainstorm than Mamish when he goes into a null. So Mayim Miyotim, so besides Shalaika Derech Eitzo, you don't have a Shir also. You don't have a Shir Eitzo. So Meil Leigozu. Or another, then he brings from the Goyim, the Taz, that Leigozu Bedovar Shi Efshel Izoya. That means a person is going into a Nohot of the Chaneitze. Before he comes out, he can dry himself. But here he see Efshel Izoya. What should he do? He'll wait till it stops raining. I mean, what should he do? So Memele should stand there. So that's what an Eitzah. So here, since the whole thing is Shuleike Derech Eitzah, it's not the Reis over here. So the Rabbonon. So Memele Leigos. Zog the Gemara weiter. Om Arabai Viteim Rav Yehuda Tid Shal Gabe Ragloi. A person has mud on his foot. That means he used to walk barefoot. So Begat, he had mud on his foot. Mekan choy bekarke, so he wants to go now and clean it off. Mekan choy bekarke, says mekaneichit bekarke, the ain mekan choy bekaisel. Oma, but he's not allowed to rub it off on the wall. Oma, rove, my time of bekaisel loy, vishum de merzi keboine. That means, so when he rubs it off on a wall, so it's merzi keboine, that means like he's thickening the wall, like the tit, is like he's being mechazik the kaisel. He's putting a layer of tit on the kaisel. So bimkaima is mechazik the kaisel, merzik ebayne. Ha binyin chaklo. That is abatlonish binyin. The Chiddush Eran explains binyin chaklo, binyin shal sodahu. Ve'ene shal batim. The binyin shal batim hu betrachsid. The materials that you use to be mechazik a wall in batim, Sid and Chayil v'loibetit. So afilu b'miskaven, he'd want to go and put on the tit. It's only Yosmi the Rabbana. Rshayne miskaven ki yochem mutal legamri. That was Rav's kasha. How could you say that ain't mikan chay b'kaisel the merzik abayne? No, it's only abayne the Rabbana. And this is a merzik. So this is zichud nas. Alam Rav mikan chay b'kaisel v'ain mikan chay b'karke. Punkt faker. Mekan chay bekaisel is no problem. Ve'ene mekan chay bekalka dilme osi la shvuyei gumis. He might come la shvuyei gumis. So the Ramban explains, usually when you are mekaneach bekalke, so you look lechatchila for a gume. It means if you have a level karke, it's very difficult to be mekaneach. He got it on his foot, so he finds some type of a hole, and he starts rubbing off the tit on this hole. So memeila, while he's in the process of rubbing off the tit, he might come to shvuyei gumis. So that's why Rav is the ma'osil shvuyei gumis. It no mar by the vino ma echad ze vechad ze os, both os. Rapopo ma echad ze vechad ze muta. Lamar b'rei v'ravine that says echad ze v'echad ze osa b'amai mekan chilei b'koisel nat b'kar ke nat kan chilei b'koire. If he can find a heavy piece of wood on the ground, so she can b'neiach in that. The Mishnah Berurah says hu adin a heavy stone that's not misnatnei, that'll also be muta b'koisel shaleit. That all these three things will be muta according to Rav Ader. Ma b'reid Ravin. Zot Rashi. Zot Rashi lasuye baladames maim shalom. Kadochi koichi hesra maim laladames. Echad ze vechad ze osu ze mishem boinim ze mishem ashpuyi gumis. Echad ze veechad ze Mutter, ein derich miskaven bekach, the kaim along kirab shimin. He holds it's not a psikreisha. The kaira be'eitza mutal ala kalka. So tais duma osi la shvuye gumas. So Rashi said the heter is if you hold it's mutter, alts dover shayne miskaven. Fact Rashi, fact tais aval gav the rovers fila besay perg beis de beye, be dover shayne miskaven kirab shimin. So why did rova aser be karke dum osi la shvuye gumis, a full be mash ve gumis, a dover shayne miskaven.
Gazrinin hochakshei osik lekaneya chagloi, when he'll become involved to clean off his foot, yishkach Shabbos, so he'll get involved completely and forget about the Shabbos, the yiskavin lashfu yegumis. Kein shemetzin pepek baska daire, ben de noshim amesachkis begoiz metapuchim, osa dilma osi lashfu yegumis, kloima, v'miskavin, shemeshachake Shabbos, machmas choyk shalom, amo he can get involved in the game so much, it'll be mash v'gumis, vel toy Shabbos. Yeah. Itma. No, Omar Rove. Loi leisiv inish apume de lechiaia. Dilme migandre lechevitz vasilasuye. A person should not stand. A person should not sit. I'm sorry. Loi leisiv inish. A person should not sit. Apume de lechiaia. That means a mavoi is a dead end street, they have three mechitzes, and you're misakin the ruach avi with a lechi or a koire. There's a lechi jutting out from one of the walls, but it's open to a reshus harab. Leileisiv inish apume de lechiyaya, a person should not sit there bikavei himself right by the opening of the movui, that means he's facing the reshus harab. Dilme migandr lechefit, now in the movui he's allowed to carry. It's three mechitzas plus a lechi beruach revi. Now, if he has a chayfet, and he's standing right in front of the reshus haram, dilma megander al chayfet, a chayfet might roll out of his hand, v'osi lasuye. So since it's not niker that he's standing in the reshus hayochid, not the hevdol between the end of the mavui, and the reshus haram is very vague, so the mele is not allowed to do that. Apuma de lechayai is a trashi. Shalmovi de leke keire. The Mishnah Berurah brings down if there's a tzuras ha-pesach there, then there is a heker. So then one is permitted to hold a chayfet. Then we're not chayish. Va'om ha-rove loy letzadid in ishkuve. A person should not take a heavy barrel. And tzidud means Shahakuved, Ramban says as follows. Shahakuved tzriche mocking shove leishe boy. He has a barrel, and he has kalke that is bumpy. Now, wherever he puts this barrel, it's wobbly. The whole barrel can fall down. So Mamele wants to be mitzadid to set it up that it should be able to stand on its by itself. It should be secure. So the Gemara says, "Lelitzadid in ishkuve dilme osi lashvuye gumis." He might come lashvuye gumis. So either pshat is through the tzidud gufe. This is a heavy barrel, so the tzidud gufe will be mashve the gumis. Or other Rishonim learn pshat that if it be Isaac and be mitzadid, again will be Messiah Vasa the Shabbos, and he'll be mashve gumeis biyodai. Vi omar rove loy lehedik inish udra bepuma de shisha. Udra Rashi says muchin shesoismin behen piyapach. We are speaking about the person as some soft material, like a shmata or a cotton, etc. And this is a shtopper and a pach. And as the Mishnah Berurah brings down, this shtopper is wet. It's not a dry shtopper. So, memeila loyla hedek inish udra bepuma de shisha. He should not tighten this shtopper. Dilma osi lidei schite, it might come lidei schite. Mishnah Berurah says that the Issa Shchita is either Malabin, if it's Mayim inside the Shisha, or if it's Yain V'Shemin, so it's a Tilda the Dosh. What's a Dilma Osi Lidei Shchita? Dilma Osi Lidei Shchita means, if it's a Sofik, so it's a Dov V'Shein Miskaven. So the Sharetzin says, Pshat Dilma Osi Lidei Shchita, he might push it so tight that'll bevadai be soichet. Then in the knife, that'll be a psikresha of schite. Shisha pach.